neglected or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. Rishi Samhika also knew that the Lord does not forgive a person who has committed an offense at the feet of a devotee. The Lord can only give direction to take shelter of the devotee. He thought within himself that if Parikshit Maharaj would counter curse the boy, he might be saved. But he knew also that a pure devotee is callous about worldly advantages or reverses. As such, the devotees are never inclined to counteract personal defamation, curses, negligence, etc. As far as such things are concerned, in personal affairs, the devotees do not care for them. But in the case of their being performed against the Lord and his devotees, then the devotees take very strong action. It was a personal affair, and therefore Shamika Rishi knew that the king would not take counter action. Thus there was no alternative than to place an appeal to the Lord for the immature boy. It is not that only the Brahmanas are powerful enough to award curses or blessings upon the subordinates. The devotee of the Lord, even though he may not be a Brahmana, is more powerful than a Brahmana. But a powerful devotee never misuses the power for personal benefit. Whatever power the devotee may have, is always utilized in service towards the Lord and his devotees only. Oma Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Parchati Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So very this particular verse which we are reading today is quite often quoted in the Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Very important verse. I don't know how much justice I can do to this particular shloka. I will just try to make some small attempt to speak few words in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this particular verse spoken by Samhika Rishi, where he is actually speaking about the qualities of a very advanced devotee. So each word is, if you see, tiraskrita, being defamed, vipralabdha, being cheated, Shaptaha, being cursed, Kshiptaha, being neglected or disturbed, Hataha, or even being killed. So all these are actually each and every action, and even one of them is committed towards us, even one of these actions are committed towards a conditioned soul. We develop a very strong negative emotion. We develop a strong revenge towards others. and it becomes very difficult to get rid of those feelings. But tadbhakta, but the devotees of Krishna, prabhavopihi, even though they are powerful, that nasya tat pratikurvanti, they do not try to, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. That means they don't try to do tit for tat. They don't try to take revenge. For each of that, there are various examples. Tiraskrita, being defamed. Gopal Chapal tried to defame Srivas Thakur. But what was Srivas Thakur's attitude towards Gopal Chapal? Srivas Thakur did not actually consider that as an offense. Vipralabdaha. Mr. Nair actually cheated Srila Prabhupada in the Radha Ras Bihari temple deal, the land. But at the end of this whole episode, Srila Prabhupada considered the wife of Mr. Nair to be his own daughter. After so much of intense, so many intense episodes which involved cheating, but Prabhupada considered his wife to be his own daughter. So Satswarup Maharaj writes in that episode, even before laying the foundation stone for the temple, Prabhupada laid the foundation for the whole project by his behavior of a sadhu. Titikshava Karunika Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana Ajata Shatrava Shanto. So Prabhupada laid the real foundation of the temple by exhibiting the qualities of a sadhu. Shaptaha, being cursed. The example here is Parishit Maharaj is cursed by Shramika Shringi. Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by Parvati Devi. Kshiptaha, Kshiptaha, being disturbed by negligence. Not able to immediately remember the example. Neglected or hatavapi or even being killed. Haridas Thakur was attacked in so many marketplaces. But in all these cases, the devotees of the Krishna, they never try to do a tit for tat. They never try to take revenge. So the material consciousness, we see that in the bodily conception, a person wants to take revenge. Some years back, there was a movie poster I saw. The poster of the movie was Badlapur. So I could see that the whole movie was about the place where people take revenge for revenge against others for the mistake done towards them. So the material consciousness promotes actually taking revenge, but completely opposite to that, here the devotees of Krishna, their consciousness is described in this particular shloka. So Srimad Bhagavatam, in one purport, Prabhupada says that Srimad Bhagavatam means consciousness of Krishna and the consciousness of the devotees of Krishna. One line, if you want to define Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam means the consciousness of Krishna and the devotees. And this consciousness of the devotees is exhibited in various places. For example, the Srimad Bhagavatam Vritrasur says that Nanaka Prishtam Nachapara Meshtyam Na Sarvabhaumam Na Rasadipatyam Na Yoga Siddhir Apunar Bhavamva Samanjasatva Virahaya Kankshe. So Vritrasur is addressing the Lord as Samanjasa, a source of all opportunities. That means the Lord has the capacity to satisfy any desire. But Vritrasu says that Nanaka Prishnam, I don't desire heaven. I don't desire Dhruvaloka. I don't desire Brahmaloka. I don't desire dominion over the earthly planets or the lower planets. I don't desire the Yoga Siddhis. I do not desire the Mukti, Sayujya Mukti. So we see the word Samanjasa is important. Although the Lord is having the capacity, who is the source of all opportunities, and Dhritarasura can ask immediately any of this, but still he is not asking. So, and another verse in the Bhagavatam about the description of the Vaikuntha residents. Yat sankulam haripada natimatra drishtair Vaidurya marakata hema mayair vimanai Yesham brihat katitata smitashobi mukhya Krishnatmanam naraja adadur utsma yadyai. So in the Vaikuntha planets, there are so many airplanes. There are groups of airplanes which are made of Vaidurya, very precious gems. Vaidurya, Markata, gold and diamonds. Yesham and all these airplanes are obtained solely by the worship of the Lord's lotus feet. And in the Vaikuntha planets, there are very beautiful women. Yesham brihat katitata smitashobi mukhya. They have very beautiful bodily features. They have sweet smiles, glances, and very beautiful bodily features. But the men of Vaikuntha planets, although they are surrounded by all these opulences and these beautiful women, Krishnatmanam na raja adadur utsmayadyai. Because their minds are absorbed in Krishna, they are not agitated by these opulences or these beautiful ladies. And so all the facility for enjoyment was there and complete freedom was there. But still, they did not exercise their freedom to enjoy. And in this particular verse, Tad Bhakta Prabhavopihi. So in all these three verses, the Vritrasur, the verse spoken by Vritrasur, Samanjasa, the Lord has the capacity to give opulences, the source of all opportunities. And the Vaikuntha residents, they have full freedom and they have all the resources for enjoyment. The capacity is there, freedom is there, resources are there. And here, Parikshit Maharaj, he has the power to counter curse. But in all these three cases, the devotees were not utilizing the opportunity to ask for some material benediction from the Lord. They are not utilizing the opportunity to enjoy the resources. They are not utilizing the power to counter curse upon the others. So, Tad Bhakta Prabhavopihi. Prabhavopi is the key word here. So, the reason is that their minds are absorbed in Krishna. And there is a verse about Parikshit Maharaj. Viduya Tad Ameyatma Bhagavan Dharmagup Vibhu Mishato Dashamashasya Tatraivantar Dhade Harihi. When Ashwatthama released the Brahmastra, that time Krishna, who is Ameyatma, who is inconceivable, who has an inconceivable form, Dharmagup, who is the protector of Dharma, who is affectionate to the devotees, Harihi, who is a thief, and that Krishna, Viduya, he actually destroyed the Brahmastra. And when the child Parikshit was looking, Tatrai Vantar Dade Harihi, immediately Krishna disappeared. So here, one of the meaning of the word Hari is that one who, thief, one who steals. Here Krishna, how he actually played the role of a thief. A thief actually enters a dark place, he steals something and then immediately disappears, he flees. So Krishna also entered the dark place, the womb of Uttara. And he stole something and he disappeared. So what did he steal? He stole the mind of Parikshit Maharaj and then he disappeared from that place. And because he stole the mind of Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj's mind was lost to Krishna. So therefore, Tadbhakta Prabhavopihi. Although he had the power to counter curse Sringi, because his mind is stolen by Krishna, his mind was fixed in Krishna, so therefore his mind was not affected by the feelings of revenge. He did not counter curse. And we see this quality exhibited by Parikshit Maharaj being fixed, one's mind is being fixed in Krishna, or we can see the quality of giving up one's revenge, or the quality of the forgiveness. This quality is a quality of a speaker of the Bhagavatam and the hearer of the Bhagavatam. The third canto, when Maitreya Rishi is answering the questions of Vidura, Maitreya Rishi says that Satsevaniyo Bhatapuru Vamsho Yalloka Palo Bhagavat Pradana Babuvite Hajita Kirti Malam Pade Pade Nutanas Abhikshnam. The dynasty of the Puru has become Satsevaniya, has become worthy of worship by the devotees. Since you, the protector of the planets, Vidura is the Yamaraj, you, the protector of the planets, Lokapala, who have made Bhagavan as the object of worship, Bhagavat Pradana, since you have appeared in this dynasty has become worthy of worship. Ajita Kirti Malam Pade Pade Nutanas Abhikshnam. Oh Vidura, you make the garland of the Lord's glories newer and newer at every moment, in every word, newer and newer in every verse and in every chapter by your taste for the Krishna Katha. So we see the profound appreciation of Maitreya Rishi towards Vidura. And then Maitreya Rishi says that, he says, Soham Nrinam Shulla Sukaya Dukkam Mahatgatanam Viramaya Tasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam Yadaha Sakshat Bhagavan Rishibhyaha. In order to answer your questions, I am going to explain the Bhagavata Purana. This is spoken by Yadaha Sakshat Bhagavan Rishibhyaha. This was spoken directly by Bhagavan to the sages. For what purpose? For removing the suffering of the conditioned souls who have fallen into great distress by seeking insignificant happiness. Kshulla sukaya dukkam mahat gatanam. So I am going to describe the Bhagavatam spoken by the Lord to the sages. So when did the Lord speak to the sages? So he is mentioning. So once the sages headed by Sanat Kumara, being philosophically inquisitive, so they asked questions to Sankarshan, Lord Sankarshan. And for that purpose, Sankarshan was situated below Patala Loka. And that Sankarshan, he was worshipping the form of Vasudev. And that Sankarshan, when the sages went to Sankarshan, he was absorbed in his meditation. He was absorbed in his meditation on Lord Vasudeva. But out of mercy towards the sages, he came out of his absorption in order to speak Bhagavatam to the sages. And it's so profound. And these sages, in order to hear Bhagavatam, they traveled from Satya Loka to the place below Patala Loka. So you can just think about this. They traveled all the way from Satya Loka, the topmost place in the universe, to the bottommost place in the universe. Especially after COVID, we see that because there is so much of online classes, it becomes difficult to directly come and hear, actually. Unconsciously or consciously, we become lazy to directly hear. But here, the sages traveled from Satya Loka to below Patala Loka to hear Bhagavatam. This is something very profound, actually. And the sages, they glorified Sankarshan with faltering words and filled with love. And then Sankarshan spoke the Bhagavatam to Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara was the head of the sages. And that Sanat Kumara, Maitreya Rishi says that Sanat Kumara spoke the Bhagavatam to Sankhyayana Rishi. And Sankhyayana Rishi spoke the Bhagavatam to our guru, Parashar Rishi. And then he says, Provacha Makhyam sa Dayalu Rukto Muni Pulastyena Purana Madhyam Soham Tavaitat Katayami Vatsa Shraddhalave Nityam Anuvrataya. And that Parashara Rishi, being blessed by Pulastya, he became the speaker of the Bhagavatam. He taught the Bhagavatam to me. And I will speak that Bhagavatam in order to answer your questions. So once, the point why I am mentioning here is that Parashara Rishi's father was killed by the demons. So he performed a sacrifice in order to kill all the demons. So at that time, by the request of Vasishtha Rishi, he stopped the sacrifice. Then Pulastya Rishi, who is the father of the demons, he became pleased. And then he gave a blessing to Parashara Rishi. May you become the speaker of the Bhagavatam. So when Parashara Rishi, he gave up his revenge towards all the demons, then he got the blessing, he got the qualification to become the speaker of the Bhagavatam. And here Parikshit Maharaj, because he gave up the revenge towards Sringi, he could completely absorb in the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, when he addresses Parikshit Maharaj in the 8th canto, he addresses Parikshit Maharaj by the word Arindama, O conqueror of the enemies. But which enemy he is referring to? He is saying that Parikshit Maharaj has conquered the internal enemies, especially the enemy of revenge towards Sringi. Because he conquered even the internal enemies, he could actually absorb himself in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So some of the acharyas in the Bhagavatam purport, they quote this verse. Kshama balam ashaktanam, shaktanam bhushanam kshama, kshama vashikrite loke, kshamaya kimna siddhyati. The forgiveness is the strength of the weak, and it is the ornament of the strong. And when a person exhibits forgiveness, he can conquer the entire world. Kshamaya kimna siddhyati, what cannot be achieved by forgiveness. So therefore, So as Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned, forgiveness is like the fragrance of a rose. Even if somebody tramples upon the rose will continue to give its fragrance. Similarly, even if others mistreat us, Vaishnavas exhibit the quality of forgiveness. It is very easy to speak about that, but in our own personal life, when we go through either Tiraskrita, Vipralabdha, any of these incidents, even in a small degree, the emotions are so strong actually. It is said that the emotions are like the tail of a dog. You may straighten the tail of a dog for maybe 2 hours or even 200 years. But once you release it, immediately it comes to the same curled shape. So oftentimes our emotions are like that. We may intellectually try to convince, so I should not have this negative feelings. But without our realizing, within a moment or sometime after some time, our emotions again goes towards the same negativity. So here we see Parishit Maharaj is exhibiting this quality of forgiveness because his mind is absorbed in Krishna. And about forgiveness, some of the practical aspects of forgiveness is that we may forgive a person who has committed certain mistakes towards us. But unless a person has completely repented fully, we cannot trust that person because he may again commit the same person and he may exploit our forgiveness to actually again commit the same mistake. So we have to forgive the person, but we may not trust that person unless a person has completely rectified or repented. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not actually forgive Gopal Chappal immediately because Gopal Chappal in the beginning, he simply wanted to get rid of the suffering. He committed an offense to Srivas Thakur and he got leprosy. And then he was asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please relieve me from the suffering. So he was not repenting completely from the heart. He simply wanted to get rid of the suffering. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not actually, he said that, I'm not going to forgive you, may you suffer for many years. So, unless a person completely repents, one should not trust that person. We may forgive that person. But when a person completely rectifies himself, when he is reformed, then we may forgive and forget that mistake also. And sometimes we may have to give punishment, but in the mood of compassion. So these are the three ways by which we exhibit forgiveness. Forgive, but don't trust a person. And forgive and forget when the person is completely reformed. Or we exhibit forgiveness by giving punishment in the mood of compassion. So, and also sometimes people, when they go beyond certain boundaries, so at that time we have to give punishment. Like when Shishupal crossed the boundaries, so Krishna punished Shishupal by killing Shishupal. But in the mood of compassion, he gave punishment to Shishupal. So therefore, sometimes when people, especially Kshatriyas, when they exhibited forgiveness to a wrong person who does not deserve to be forgiven, and that small mistake, because of that, so many generations, the entire country suffered. लाइक पृथ्वीराज चौहान ही फॉरगेव गजनी मोहम्मद एंड देन गजनी मोहम्मद टुक एडवांटेज ऑफ दैट और गोरी मोहम्मद ही टुक एडवांटेज ऑफ दैट एंड देन लेटर ही अटैक्ड एंड देन ही किल्ड पृथ्वीराज चौहान एंड देन लेटर द मुगल्स इन्वेडेड इंडिया. हाँ, सो दैट स्मॉल मिस्टेक बाय अ किंग चेंज द होल हिस्ट्री ऑफ इंडिया. And especially here, Parishit Maharaj exhibiting the quality of forgiveness, we also have to see from the point of view of a Kshatriya. So in the Mahabharata Shanti Parva, Bhishma Dev, he tells a story to Yudhishthira Maharaj, where he speaks about the swabhava of a kshatriya or any administrator. So there he says, so there was a bird called as Pujani and there was a king called as Brahmadatta in a place called as Kampilya. So this bird was living in the terrace of this king, Brahmadatta. So this bird became pregnant and she gave birth to a baby bird. And on the same day, the king's wife also gave birth to a prince, gave birth to a boy. So every day the bird would go to a long distance and then she would bring two nice sweet fruits. One fruit it would give for its own child, another fruit it would give for the son of the king. And in this way, the baby bird, the son of the king, were actually growing. So one day what happened, that son of the king, as a small child, he was playing with this baby bird, and in the play, he actually ended up killing that baby bird. And this mother bird came back when she saw that her bird is actually killed by the king's son. She became very revengeful and then she plucked out the eyes of the this king's son. And then when the king came back, when king saw that his son's eyes have been plucked out by this bird. So at that time the bird was in the sky. And king asked the bird that, why did you do this? She said that because my my baby has been killed by your son. Therefore, I did this. Then the king said that, okay, now since my son actually killed your baby, so therefore, you actually plucked out the eyes of my son. So now it has become even. So therefore, you please continue to stay in my palace. Do not leave the palace. My son did a mistake and therefore you took revenge. Therefore, now it has become even. So that we continue to stay. Don't leave our palace. So at that time, the baby bird spoke a verse. It's actually long conversation where the baby bird says that, not the baby bird, the mother bird says, Kshatriye sangatam nasti na preetir nacha sauhrudam karanat santvayantyete kritartha santyajantija Kshatriye chusha vishwasa karya sarvapakarishu apakrityapi satatam santvayanti nirartakam. So the mother bird said, there is no true friendship, affection or dearness to be expected with a state administrator or a politician. So sometimes the Kshatriyas may console others, but they will console others only for their own self-interest. And once the work is done, they will throw out the dependents mercilessly. Kshatriyeshu na vishwasa, they should never be trusted. They often badmouth everyone. They often work against the saintly souls while showing external affection. So therefore, this bird said that, no, I cannot trust you. Because this is the nature of the Kshatriya. So Bhishma Dev himself is a Kshatriya. He is actually speaking this story where he is telling about the nature of a Kshatriya. And then, but the king said that, but then you have relieved my son for the bad karma. Now it is even, I don't consider you as the offender. Therefore, please don't leave, please stay here. But the bird said, only foolish people trust the Kshatriya who is trying to console him. Once they come into the shelter of a Kshatriya, the Kshatriyas will show the real face because they cannot forget the mistakes done by others even after a very long time. But then the king gave the third line of thought. The king said that, I don't consider you as the doer, I consider the time factor as the doer. So therefore you are not the doer, so therefore please don't leave, please stay back here. Again the baby bird said, if the time factor is the doer, then why do you Kshatriyas try to take revenge against the enemies when your brothers are killed? Why did you not actually exhibit the same reasoning towards others? Then the king tried the fourth line of reasoning. You are exhibiting lack of trust. If with this quality of lack of trust, you will not be able to function in this world. So you are having this weakness. So therefore, please learn to trust people. And the bird said that, if one's both the legs are wounded, if one keeps walking on those legs, his wound will not be cured. Now both of us are enemies now, and especially you are a Kshatriya. Therefore, it is better that I keep a distance from you. I cannot trust you. And then the bird flew away. So Bhishma Dev spoke this story to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So therefore, this principle of guhyam akyati prachyati, generally this principle should not be exhibited with the administrator because it can have a wrong implication. But if the administrator's Vaishnavatva is higher than the quality of being administrator, then with that person one can actually confide. But if the Vaishnavatva is lower than his attitude of being administrator, then one has to be careful about the guhyam akyati prachyati. So here why we are discussing this story here is that in this particular episode, Parishit Maharaj is a Kshatriya, but his quality of being a Vaishnava is coming in the forefront. But his quality of being a Kshatriya, that is not being exhibited. The natural swabhava Kshatriya is that the Kshatriya cannot forget the mistake even after a very long time. But here, Parishit Maharaj's Vaishnava quality is coming in the forefront. So that is the important point we have to note here. And therefore, like we see earlier in the Bhagavatam, there's a beautiful question asked by the sages. There they say that, Namanti yatpada niketa matmana shivaya haniya danani shatrava katamsa virya shriyamanga dustyajam yuvai shatot srashtum aho sahasubihi. Why did this Parishit Maharaj, who is a brave young man and to whose feet the enemies, they brought their wealth on their own and they offered their wealth to Parishit Maharaj and they bowed down at the feet of Parishit Maharaj. Why did that Parishit Maharaj desire to give up his life along with the life years? So generally people in this world, when somebody renounces, And especially when somebody is renounces something when a person is young, when a person is having many opulences, people think that maybe he's frustrated. There may be some frustration in his life, some business failure or some relationship failure. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this person has renounced. But the sages are expressing their surprise. All these kings, so many kings, they would voluntarily come and actually submit themselves to Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj was young. But why did he actually give up his life? Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye ya uttama shloka parayana jana jivanti natmartam asau parashrayam mumocha nirvidya kutak kalevaram. Uttama shloka parayana. Those people who are surrendered to Uttama Shloka, the Lord who is glorified by the choices to poetry. And such people, they actually work for the welfare of the world. They work for the material welfare as well as for the liberation of the world. Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye. Shivaya and bhavaya, both for the material welfare and for the liberation of the people. That means for the integral welfare. And jivanti atmartam na asau. They are not self-centered. Then how do such people like Parikshit Maharaj, whose bodies are actually parayanam parashraya kalevaram, whose body is the shelter of other people. So many people take shelter of the bodies of kings like Parikshit Maharaj. Nirvidya kutam mamocha. Why did that Parikshit Maharaj give up his body? So for this is a very important question, because this decision of Parikshit Maharaj to accept the curse of Sringi, this is going to benefit the world for the rest of eternity, because this is going to give birth to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we see the birth of Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam appeared because of an improper guest reception. The improper guest reception shown by Samika Rishi towards Parikshit Maharaj. But the same Parikshit Maharaj, when he actually heard the curse of Sringi, how did he receive that curse? How did he receive that guest in the form of that curse? How did he receive that curse who came in the form of a guest? Tasyaiva me agasya paravareshu vyasakta chittasya grihesh abhikshnam nirveda moolo dvijashapa roopo yatra prasakto bayamashu datte. So Parikshit Maharaj was improperly received by Samika Rishi, but he accepted that sudden curse of Sringi to die within 7 days. He accepted that curse as a form of Krishna. He accepted that curse as Krishna himself coming in the form of his life. Dvija Shapa Rupo. He thought that, oh, Krishna has come in the form of this curse in order to make me renounced. And the same Parikshit Maharaj, how he gave reception to Krishna Katha spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. Naishati dussaka kshunmam tyaktodam api badate pibantam tvanmukam boja chutam harikatamritam. So Parikshit Maharaj says that I have given up drinking water and eating anything. But don't think that I am tired. Because I am hearing the Krishna Katha spoken by you, the nectar of Krishna Katha spoken by you, I am not feeling hungry and thirsty. Please go on actually speaking this Krishna Katha. So Parikshit Maharaj's guest reception which he offered to the curse of Sringi and later the Krishna Katha spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. That is the greatness of Parikshit Maharaj. And this quality of forgiveness, Vedanta Desika In his Paduka Sahasram, he speaks a beautiful verse. Padavani Prabhutaram Aparad Prabhutaram Aparada Vargan Sodum Kshama Tvamasi Murti Mati Kshamaiva Yatvam Vihaya Nihata Paripanti Naste Devena Dasharatina Dashakanta Mukhya. So he is speaking to the Paduka of Krishna, Paduka of Ram or Paduka of Ranganath. He is saying that the Paduka of Krishna actually has the quality to forgive all the offenses, the mistakes committed by others. The Paduka of Krishna is the personification of forgiveness. Murtimati Kshamaiva. And Vedanta Desika is imagining, why did Lord Ram send the Paduka back to Ayodhya? So Lord Ram was thinking, I have appeared in this world in order to kill Ravana. But the Paduka which is there with me, the Paduka's quality is that Paduka can forgive any offense. Paduka is the personification of forgiveness. If this Paduka were with me, Paduka will not allow me to kill Ravana. So better that I send the Paduka back to Ayodhya so that I can actually accomplish this mission of killing Ravana. So therefore, Vedanta Desika is saying that therefore Lord Ram sent the Paduka back to Ayodhya. So here we see that Parikshit Maharaj is actually has given up this urge to become angry. So Rupa Goswami says that Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. He is mentioning Krodha Vegam apart from Manasa Vegam. But actually, according to the Bhagavatam, Kamo Manyur Mado Loba Shoka Moha Bayadayah. Mind is the root cause of Kama, Krodha, Loba, Mada, etc. In that sense, the Krodha is already included in the Manasa Vegam. But one of the state of mind is the anger. So Manasa Vegam includes the Krodha Vegam. Then why is it Rupa Goswami mentioning the Krodha Vegam apart from Manasa Vegam? Because he is giving special importance to Krodha Vegam, because Krodha is most destructive. More than Kama, Loba, Krodha is most destructive. Because Mahabharata says that Nakaryam Asti Kruddhasya, there is no misdeed that an angry soul may not potentially engage in. So the Krodha can lead to Vachovegam, the Krodha can lead to Manasavegam, Krodha can lead to Jihvavegam, Krodha can lead to all the other Vegas. So therefore, although Krodha is included within the Manasavegam, he is specifically mentioning it separately. So Parikshit Maharaj, we see that Parikshit Maharaj controlled the Vacho Vegam. He did not speak harsh words towards Sringi. And he controlled the Manasa Vegam. He gave up that feeling of revenge towards Sringi. Krodha Vegam, he did not become angry towards Sringi. Jihva Vegam and Udara Vegam, he completely controlled his hunger and thirst. And Upastha Vegam, there is no question of Upastha Vegam, he renounced everything and went. And he controlled all these Vegas. After controlling all the Vegas, he went looking for a guru. He was looking for a guru. So according to Rupa Goswami, when a person controls all these Vegas, one can become the guru of the entire world. After controlling all these Vegas, he actually went looking for a guru. But because he controlled all these Vegas, he has become the guru for the rest of eternity in the principle of Shravanam. He is the guru in the devotional principle of Shravanam. He did not went looking for the disciples. He went looking for the guru. But because he controlled all the Vedas, he has become the guru for all the devotees as how to hear Krishna Katha. And without controlling the Vedas, when a person goes looking for the followers, it will ultimately be a futile effort, actually. Even one may get followers, but then one will not be able to maintain those followers. So here Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting this. So lastly, we see Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting this quality of dhairya, stability in one's consciousness, even when there is an agitation. Stira chittonnatir yatu sa dhairyam iti katyate. Or he remained undisturbed even though there is a disturbance, reason for disturbance. So Vallabhacharya in his book Viveka Dhairya Ashraya, he says that one should actually tolerate the miseries in one's life by remembering the example of a queen who sold buttermilk, Jadabharat and the gopis of Vrindavan. So there is a very interesting story about the queen who sold buttermilk. With this I'll complete. So there was a lady who was having a lover, but then she ended up getting married to a king. But the lover actually made a proposal that you kill the king and then come with the different wealth and then we will run away. So this lady, on the night of the marriage, she fed poison to the king and then she killed the king. And she ran away with the jewels, and she and her lover started running away. And then in the forest, her lover was actually bitten by a serpent, and then the lover got killed. And then now she can't go back, and she started wandering from one place to another place. And in order to earn the livelihood, she ended up becoming a prostitute. And when she became a prostitute, one day some person came to her, and then she felt that I have seen this person long time back. And then she enjoyed with that person. And then before that person left, she asked that person, who are you? What is your name? And that person told his name, and that person was one of her dear relatives. And then she became repentant. Oh, I enjoyed this bodily union with this particular relative. And she became so repentant. And she wanted to commit suicide. She went to commit suicide. But then she didn't get the courage to commit suicide. Again, she started wandering from one place to another place. And then she came to a village. And then in the association of certain ladies who were selling buttermilk, she also started selling buttermilk. And then one day some thieves stole the buttermilk of all these ladies. And all these village ladies started actually lamenting. But then they saw that this particular lady is not lamenting only. And then they came to her and asked that, why are you not crying? And then she said that she told her entire life story. So she said, she told her entire life story. So many things have happened in my life. I killed my husband and ran away with the lover. I became a prostitute. I did so many mistakes. After doing so many things, I have just some ordinary buttermilk. So I don't feel like lamenting for this loss of the buttermilk. And Vallabhacharya is saying that one should remember this queen who sold the buttermilk and then maintains stability in one's consciousness and not become disturbed. So every living entity is like this queen. Every living entity's husband is Krishna. But the living entity rejected Krishna and the living entity ran away with the Maya. Just like this queen ran away with the lover. And when a living entity runs away with the Maya, the living entity goes through so many difficulties. And then at the end, the living entity gets the association of the devotees. Just like this queen got the association of certain ladies who were selling the buttermilk. And in the association of devotees, some difficulties will arise. And those difficulties are like the loss of the buttermilk in comparison to the difficulties which we went through since time immemorial. The difficulties which we experience in the association of devotees is like the loss of a buttermilk. So when we see from that point of view, when we see from the holistic point of view, this loss of buttermilk is something insignificant. It's like somebody losing, say, 100 crores of rupees in a stock market. And then after that, he is cheated by some taxi driver for some 500 rupees. And that is something like very insignificant. So in that way, Vallabhacharya says that by remembering this queen who sold the buttermilk, one can maintain one's stability in one's consciousness. In this way, we see Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting his stability in consciousness in this particular episode. So, I'll stop here. Granthanath Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.